Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. Here's Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. The topic I'll be discussing today is parenting, giving your children the successful edge in life. I would venture to say that every good parent's ultimate goal in parenting is for their children to grow up and be self-sufficient, successful, happy adults. We want to give our children the tools they'll need to thrive in a life that will certainly have many challenges. We all look forward to the day we can step back and proudly say, "That's my daughter or son." While raising children, we plant many seeds in them and hope they will grow. It is difficult to know how we are doing as parents and what the end results will be because these seeds take many years to cultivate. We may feel like we are not getting through or making a difference, but have no fear. We get out of our children exactly what we put into them. It is often not until they leave the nest that we see the ripened fruits of our labor. My two children are grown, but when they were young, they were very different, as most siblings are. My oldest was mature, even-tempered, compliant, and self-motivated. She was always a high achiever. My youngest was needy, mouthy, quick to anger, and only motivated in the things that gave him pleasure. He never applied himself in school. Parenting my oldest was very easy, but not so for my youngest. He required a great deal of patience, understanding, and guidance. Interestingly, they both turned out level-headed, self-motivated, high-achieving, and self-sufficient. My husband was raised in what I like to refer as one of the few non-dysfunctional families in existence. He had an easy childhood and grew up to be a stable, grounded adult along with his two siblings. And he came to me complete with the skills to be a wonderful father. The only area that needed tweaking was his child psychology skills. Fortunately, I was strong in that area, and he took direction well. My childhood family situation was very different than my husband's. I grew up in a confusing, angry home where personal boundaries were non-existent. I struggled with depression, low self-esteem, and painful relationship codependency issues well into my adulthood. Everything I learned about life was learned the hard way. My two older sisters have emotionally struggled throughout their lives too. What went on was real, and it was damaging. I don't say any of this to blame my parents. They did the best they knew how to do. I am just explaining my background. Looking back at my childhood, from a well-seasoned adult perspective, it is much easier to see what went wrong. I knew that if I wanted my children to grow up with a successful edge in life, I'd have to do everything completely different than my parents did. I guess you could say that my parents were my best teachers. One of my philosophies in raising children can be likened to that of walking a dog. You give your children the freedom of as much lead on the leash as they can handle, but carefully watch them and shorten the leash as needed. Children need room to move, think, and express themselves as individuals. When parents are overly strict or dictate every move for their children, the children will eventually rebel, often in ways that are unsafe. And they never learn to think for themselves or stand on their own two feet. As parents, we never want to give our children reason to rebel. In fact, we should give them every reason not to. For the rest of the show, I will be discussing 10 important areas that I believe parents should focus on. My daughter and son benefited from these lessons, and I hope your children will too. You may not agree with everything I say, so feel free to take what you like and leave the rest. Tip number one, always think before you speak. Your child will absorb every word you say, whether it appears that they are listening or not. Choose your words carefully, especially around young children. Children are like sponges. They learn from what they hear and see. What parents say and do becomes imprinted on a child's subconscious mind forever. Children believe what you tell them. If you don't want your child using profanity, don't swear. Don't say hurtful or insulting things to your children in the heat of anger. You can't take those hurtful words back. So think about how your child will interpret what you say before you say it. With all the potential our children have, we never want to pigeonhole them by name-calling or negative labeling. It is never worth the risk of compromising their burgeoning self-image. When a parent is hostile or angry toward the child or someone the child loves, the child will absorb the negative emotions, whether or not it is directed at them. Those angry words reverberate inside of their impressionable young minds and create lifetime scars. Whether it seems like it or not, if your child is within earshot, they are listening to your every word. Tip number two, teach by example. Your children will do as you do. If you yell, they will yell. If you hit, they will hit. If you make unhealthy choices, they will do the same. The most important influence in a child's life is their parents. Children idolize and trust their parents. They learn more from what their parents do than what they say. Children observe their parents' behavior, their values, and priorities, and then mirror them. Anyone who parents with the motto, "Do as I say, not as I do," is only kidding themselves. Have no doubt, your children will do as you do. Everyone loses control now and then. But parents who always overreact, yell, or scream teach their children that it is acceptable to behave in this manner when things don't go their way. If children observe unhealthy interactions between their parents, like hurtful words and physical violence, they receive the message that love hurts. They will repeat those patterns in their own adult relationships. Model a healthy lifestyle for your children. Don't abuse alcohol or drugs, smoke, or overeat. Your children are watching. Always lead by example. Tip number 3. Be clear and consistent in your expectations. Children feel safe when they know and understand their limits. The 3 most important rules in child discipline are consistency, fairness, and firmness. Without these rules, children never learn to think or take responsibility for what they do. Though all children will test the limits, they feel most loved and secure when they know that those limits are reinforced. Denying discipline means depriving a child of the tools they will need to get along in life. Every household should have logical and clearly established consequences for misbehavior that are known and understood by the children. Some parents rashly act out in anger, using their power in an attempt to frighten their child into behaving, and then fail to follow through with the threat. Some parents punish randomly and inconsistently, and some parents make promises to their children in the moment just to pacify them, and then renege or never bring those promises to fruition. These inconsistencies send mixed messages and are confusing. When parents don't follow through, the child learns that they can't trust and count on the word of their parents. That leads to behavioral problems inside and outside of the home and later on in society. Parents are not perfect. We all lose our temper from time to time. When you unfairly lash out at your child, just apologize for your own behavior. Make it clear that the anger was about you, not about them. They'll learn that parents are human and make mistakes, and they'll learn how to show respect for others. Our goal as parents is to create a bond of trust with our children so that they can feel safe in this world. Tip number 4. Teach your child to develop clear emotional boundaries. They should have a healthy sense of what is and what is not acceptable behavior to tolerate from others. Show them by example by demonstrating the boundaries that exist between the two of you. Do not mesh with your child. Most likely, parents with healthy boundaries will raise children with healthy boundaries. To teach children how to respect themselves and others, respect must be shown to them. Physical boundaries like privacy in the bathroom, privacy when they dress, unwanted touching, and having their own bed to sleep in are most easily taught by demonstration. When children are at an age where they can be alone for 5 or so minutes, teach them that when mom or dad goes to the bathroom, they will close the door because they need their privacy. And when the child goes to the bathroom, say, "I'm going to close the door to give you your privacy. I'll be right here if you need me." Teach them to knock on closed doors before opening them by doing the same yourself. Every child should have a separate and unique identity within their family that they are loved, supported, and respected for. Let children make decisions by giving them choices. Allow them to decide how they will share their personal things with others. Teach them to communicate their thoughts and feelings about what makes them uncomfortable, like being touched or having to kiss someone they don't feel affectionate towards. Don't ever burden children with adult issues or discuss them when the child is listening, and they are always listening. As the children go through the stages of separation on their way to adulthood, encourage them. Do not stunt them. Don't ever make them feel guilty for pulling away from you. Don't take their withdrawal from you personally. Our goal is to teach our children to be independent adults. Tip number 5. Be strong as steel for your children. Give them a secure, safe place to fall when life hurts. Never let your child see you fall apart when they are hurting. That is when they need you the most. When a child is hurting, physically or emotionally, it is about them, not about their parent. If a parent falls apart every time their child is suffering, 3 things happen. The child learns to bottle up their feelings so they won't hurt the parent. The child will learn to hide all their pain from their parent. And the child learns to put the needs of their parent before their own. A child should never feel more concerned or responsible for their parent than their parent is for them. Be the parent. Don't be needy with your children. Let your child know and show them through your actions that you will always be there to support them in whatever they go through, no matter what. Your home should be a peaceful sanctuary for your child, a place of love and trust for them, a soft place to land in this harsh world. Children will feel secure when they know that their parents can weather any storm. I'm going to take a brief intermission. Here's a musical interlude by guitarist David Monica for your listening pleasure. I'll be right back. Parenting, giving your children the successful edge in life. Now I'll talk about parenting tips 6 through 10. Tip number 6, be your child's greatest advocate. Put your own insecurities aside and always stand up for your child's best interests. There is a fine line between advocating and being overprotective. We should all encourage our children to handle their own issues when possible. But when their efforts are not effective, we must step in before things spin out of control. It is every parent's responsibility to advocate and speak up for their child, whether they are comfortable with confrontation or not. The school system will not protect your child's safety or ensure their ability to learn in a non-hostile environment. There are many wonderful, encouraging teachers in the school system, but there are also teachers in every school who pick on students and are verbally abusive. These teachers may be sweet as sugar to your face and then turn around and abuse your child in the classroom. Listen to what your child tells you about their day at school. Ask questions be focused and informed when it comes to the specific needs of your child. Speak up and be persistent in managing those needs. Bullies abound in a child's world. They are masters of deception and can be dangerous. The problem often escalates. Your child may be goaded into retaliating and getting into trouble. If the school administration won't help you, in my case that happened many times, take action. Do whatever it takes to protect your child. Tip number 7. Encourage the development of your child's inner beauty. Teach them to be kind, understanding, fair, and loving. In the scheme of things, that is much more important than our outer beauty. To quote Judge Judy, beauty fades, but dumb is forever. As in every aspect of life, good parenting requires balance. True beauty does not lie in appearance, it lies in character. It is essential for your child's self-image that they receive compliments for looking nice. Never deprive your children of hearing you say how beautiful or handsome they are. But just as importantly, never fail to acknowledge their beautiful inner qualities. Don't overfocus on their beauty, and don't ever tell your child that they are perfect. In fact, you should send a clear message that nobody is perfect, and nobody needs to be perfect. Catch your child doing good things. Praise and reward children when they act out of kindness. Show compassion towards others and express love or forgiveness. Let them see you practicing what you preach. Show kindness, humility, and compassion inside and outside the home. Reward, but do not spoil. Teach your children to appreciate what they have and how to be giving to others. Teach them to respect the fact that every person is unique and important, never to judge a person by their outer appearance. Accept your child for who they are, whatever their strengths or weaknesses, and encourage them to accept, be kind to, and love his or herself. Be a shining example of inner beauty yourself and model it for your child. Plant seeds of self-love and self-esteem in your child. If your child is not as successful as he or she can be in school, tell them that they are smart anyway. Accentuate their strengths and their potential for success. They will eventually incorporate that thought into their self-image and rise to it. Tip number 8. Use every life example possible to demonstrate faith and hope for your children. Give them a spiritual foundation that is relatable and something they can interpret on their own. This is an invaluable tool that they will rely on for the rest of their life, one that helps them develop their inner strength. Allow them to experience some disappointments so that they develop the skills to deal with whatever challenges life may throw at them. We've all heard of helicopter parents, parents who hover over their children to maintain control of every situation. This type of parenting is selfish. It is based on fear and insecurity. And it results in the stunting of children's coping skills. Coping is a behavior that is learned and developed through the experiences of life's hard knocks. If children don't experience small, managed doses of disappointment along the way, they will never learn to cope in life. The parent's job is to teach their children the importance of faith and hope in learning to accept life's disappointments. Parents should use every opportunity to show their children how life has a way of working things out. That even though they may not always get what they want, what they end up with might be even better. It is our job as parents to open our child's eyes to all the possibilities that life has in store for them. We want them to always have hope for a better tomorrow, especially when they reach their emotionally charged teenage years and can't imagine how much their life will change in the future. Tip number 9, be open, available, and non-reactive. If your child fears the reaction they will face when they tell you the truth, they will learn to lie. And when they lie, they are in danger of making bad decisions and succumbing to negative outside influences. Keep one thing in mind. Expect that your children are going to do things wrong and make mistakes. We all do. It does not mean your child is bad. It just reinforces the fact that children have a lot to learn. When your child does something wrong, never tell them they are bad. Never compare your child's weaknesses to someone else's strengths. Remember, children believe what you say. If you tell them they are bad, they will be bad. If you tell them they are inferior, they will feel inferior. Just say that you love them, but don't like what they did, how they acted, or the way they handled a situation. It is fine to tell them you feel frustrated or angry. It is not okay to fly off the handle. Losing control teaches your child that it is okay to resolve issues that way. It is important for parents to always keep the lines of communication open, to know who their children are and what they are doing. To accomplish this, parents should make a conscious decision never to show a negative reaction or act like they are uncomfortable when their children share feelings, tell the truth, or come to them with a problem, no matter how shocking. Children, especially teenagers, won't talk to their parents if they have learned through previous experience that they will be subjected to anger, ridicule, lectures, or judgment when they do. The last thing we want our children to do is repress their emotions or feel like they have to make difficult decisions on their own out of fear of what our reaction will be. Some parents tell their children that they can come to them with anything, then overreact when they do. As the primary figure of authority in our children's lives, we want to be respected and trusted, not feared. Never withdraw love. Your children need your support. Praise your children every time they tell you the truth. Talk open and honestly about the realities of the issues they bring to you. Use them as teaching tools to help your children learn right from wrong and problem solve. There is no better way to protect your children than through a constant stream of open dialogue. Tip number 10, admit some of your mistakes, past and present. Talk about the negative consequences of your choices. Only use examples that your children can accept, process, and understand at their level of maturity. If you share things that you did, whether right or wrong, when you were younger, your child will relate to you better. They will find you more approachable. Knowing that their parents aren't perfect takes the pressure off of them to be perfect. Sharing some of our mistakes is a great way to encourage our children to talk to us about what's going on in their life and that of their friends. And it makes it more comfortable for them to tell you about mistakes they have made but have never shared. The decision to bring children into this world is not one to be taken lightly. Parenting is a lifetime commitment that is arduously demanding but incomparably rewarding. It is joyous, tender love and deeply painful heartbreak. It is failure at its worst and success at its best. Children are miraculous blessings that are entrusted to our care. Though they are small when they arrive here, children have souls that may be older or more developed than ours is. They are unique human beings with a mind of their own. They are not here to please us, make us look good, or take care of our needs. They are not here for us to vicariously live through. Good parenting is selfless parenting. There is no I in the word parent. We do not own them. It is just our job to teach, nurture, and unconditionally love them, even when they are not so lovable. Tell your children that you love them at least once every day. Tell them that they are special and that you believe in them. And when the time comes, it is our responsibility to step back and watch as they spread their wings and fly. Everything else is icing on the cake. Our children have complete belief and faith in us. We should strive to be the best we can be, physically, emotionally, and intellectually, so our children have the best models possible for how to live their life. The best compliment of all is when children grow up and decide on their own that they want to be just like their parents. A great quote by Joyce Maynard says, "It's not only children who grow. Parents do too. As much as we watch to see what our children do with their lives, they are watching us to see what we do with ours. I can't tell my children to reach for the sun. All I can do is reach for it myself." Through the years, I have periodically done a parenting self-check. I'll say to my kids, "Tell me what I'm doing wrong now so you don't have to tell a therapist when you're older." It gives us a chance to discuss what is bothering them, work through the issue, and then laugh about it. I have learned some very interesting things that way. You might want to give it a try. I hope you enjoyed and found meaning that you can apply to your own life in the show today. Please feel free to contact me with your comments and questions at afinetimeforhealing@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE. I'll leave you with a question to think about. Have you ever wondered why some people feel the necessity to lie about insignificant things? Give it some thought and then email your comments to me. I'll look forward to hearing your point of view. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, June 30th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time as I discuss the topic, the value of honesty, integrity, and truth. All my live shows will be archived and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.